Texas's physician-owned specialty hospitals are at the center of the national healthcare debate, and their prognosis isn't good. The bill Congress is considering would limit growth for existing physician-owned hospitals and effectively ban new ones. Debbie Hay is president of the Texas Institute for Surgery, a physician-owned specialty hospital in Dallas. Dan Waldman is vice president for government relations for Tenet Healthcare, which operates 49 hospitals. Here's where they stand.
In this time when people are struggling to find good health care, why would you do away with an option such as this? It just seems to me that we're taking a really high-quality product off the market for patients at a time when they need and deserve it. There are a lot of these facilities that are under construction. They've put the physicians and their partners or whoever have put in a lot of money to try to get these going, and then in the midst of it, after you've already gotten it up and going, they've said, oh, by the way, you can't do this anymore. Which is, in my mind, seems very unfair that if the rule existed when you started, it's one thing. If you went ahead and started it and you knew the rule was not there, but to be already in the process and to have the rule come along and change, and so much so that you couldn't even exist, seems very unfair to me. And it will restrict the physician-owned industry for hospitals.
Certainly, our overall concern, most primary concern, is the impact we believe physician-owned hospitals have on the ability of general community hospitals to continue offering the wide array of services that the community needs, since they tend to focus on the more profitable service lines, as well as the more profitable payer lines. The concern is that you undermine the ability of, you know, what is hospitals to deal with the reality that you have to cross subsidize some services that aren't as profitable but are still needed by the community.
I do think there's a financial issue here, that when you're starting to tread into a financial area where other companies are established, that obviously that's a threat to your business, and so you want to fight that threat because you want to continue your business. If you came in here today to have your knee scoped and you had the choice of coming here where we specialize in surgery, that's all we do every day, so we're very good at it, or you have the opportunity to go to a large hospital where they're very good at it. I'm not saying that they can't do a good job, but next to you is a patient who's been there for a week or two with pneumonia or has an MRSA or any number of things that big hospitals need to take care of, then where would you want to be? Because our infection rate is less than 0.1% here. And that's hard to beat when you're in a big hospital where you have all of these issues.
We are greatly concerned that you're going to continue to see the cost growth that is associated with these facilities, and that is going to make it more and more difficult to address healthcare reform and the needs of the uninsured. And I think the important data that people kind of ignore here is that all the studies show that physician ownership of these entities does drive utilization up, that it creates a financial incentive for these physicians to refer more patients for surgery. And at a time where we are trying to get more out of every health care dollar that we spend as a system, that issue of overutilization is a very important issue and a really a very large barrier to getting healthcare reform done.